It's Like a Virgin Month
with Concetta and Luca.
Before Like a Virgin and after Like a Virgin is kind of the anchor point of an Australian musician's life, I think.
We sort of wanted to give it a really big build towards the end to make it really cinematic.
Pretty intimidating song. Like, you hear it and it sounds like the uncoverable.
The verses are great. They're so well written and they make me feel really sexy when I'm singing them. It's like a Virgin Month.
On Breakfast with Concetta and Luca.
Oh my goodness gracious, how excited we have been to welcome this next guest back into the Like a Virgin studio. It's Bloody Baker Boy. Hello.
Yeah, let's go. Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. Let's do it.
Thanks for coming. A pleasure, as always. The best energy in the game.
Yes. Oh my God, I know. I'm so keen. I'm so pumped, man. I've been like, been waiting and I've been seeing like everyone else do Like a Virgin. I was like, oh my God, I want to do another one. I can't wait to do it. And as soon as like, yeah, I was like, oh my God, yes, this is it. This is my time.
We are 100%. Back. Yes, you have been here in the Like a Virgin studio before either of Concetta and I's time, but you covered Song 2 by Blur. It seems like mostly just excitement and good vibes today. Was it the same back then, or was there more nerves the first time, or what?
I think this time, like, I know that I'm going to be like, I'm aware that what I need to do and all that stuff. Where the last time it was just like nervous and just like, I don't know, like how do people like act in, like in front of the camera and all that stuff. But yeah, and also this track, like the song 2 by Blur, I've done that like during festival sets and oh my God, it slaps. So
really?
Every time, and like the whole crowd just goes, woo, it's just so much vibe,
That's so cool to hear you talk about, like you can feel, you know, the growth with which you now walk into this like a version.
Oh, 100%.
Man, unreal. Maybe, you know, we'll get to the cover soon enough, but maybe that'll end up in the live set as well.
That'll be so sick.
You are about to head out for some shows touring all around the country in April, kicks off on the 9th. How are you feeling? It seems like you debuted the set at Party in the Paddock a few weeks ago. How did it feel? Is it all you know, ready to go?
Man, I've just been getting a lot of really great feedbacks and stuff, and you know, just started having like some props on stage and stuff, and you know, the styling and all that is just so incredible. And just like the whole, I'm glad I got fit, because there's like some of the sets that I'll be doing is like full 75 minute set. Ooh. And just doing that, dancing, rapping, playing yiraki and stuff, it's just a lot.
Man, what is the prep like? Because G Flip told us once that they will literally run on a treadmill while singing, like to train for tour. Is that what it's like?
It is literally like that. It was so funny because there's like a few times where I went for a run to do a full 75 minute run to listen to the whole album.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I did that, and every time like I would just go crazy, and every time there's like someone about to like run past me, I go a bit quieter and then start going crazy again. Yeah. It's so funny. I'm like, oh, what am I doing? They're just gonna, I think they're listening to music as well, so they won't hear me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So yeah, I don't know. Every time I do it, it's so funny. I think about it.
Isn't that so funny that you're not shy like performing in front of hundreds and thousands of people, but you'll be shy running past someone and you're like, oh,
yeah, literally, it's so funny. It's so weird. I don't know why. Yeah, literally, it's so funny. And it's just only one person too.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, it's probably that person that's gonna not
gonna care.
They're running. Yeah.
Can I ask you, because you know, it makes me so happy, like hearing you talk about how hard you've worked on this tour, you know, after not touring as much for the past 2 years, and how proud you are of the set that you've put together. I want to ask, like, what's an element that you're really excited to see? Like, you've mentioned a few elements there, but I don't know, is there one that you could pinpoint?
I would say mostly just the whole presence of the whole live show of Baker Boy. Because in this album, I'm doing, like, it's trilingual. So I'm rapping in Yolngu Mata, Brada, and English. So my mum's language has finally been added into it. So Yolngu Mata, my dad, and Brada, my mum, and then English, of course. And then, yeah, just rapping, going, like, back and forth in those three languages, and just, like, having a really amazing stage props and stuff where there's like risers where I'm like standing on top where I look so cool.
Yeah.
And I feel like Michael Jackson, you know, just like full. Also, there's like a moment where it's so funny because then I like, when I play the yiraki, I launch it. I like throw the yaki to the side.
Yeah.
So I'll be doing a lot of that.
I want to talk to you about, you know, the yiraki and what you've created EDM, if I've said that right. For anyone who doesn't know, can you explain it?
So I'm calling it EDM, which is like the Yiraki EDM. And man, that one goes crazy every time. And because, like, you know, I've been playing around with a lot of, like, you know, listening to like Fish's track and all that, and just playing the Yiraki over when I'm like doing nothing much and all that stuff. And so, and every time when I play it, it's just so cool. And it's like, man, I need to add this on set since everyone's loving it. And plus, because like, it's also a cheat for me because like every time doing a 75-minute set is a lot. And Yiraki kind of helps me with circular breathing. I get a lot of oxygen back as well. And so that really helps me to kind of reset so then I can
keep going
another 75 if I could.
That's so interesting. Yeah. I would assume that was the hardest part, but that's actually a bit of a breather.
No, it's a cheat code. I say I do a lot, but no, it's a cheat code for my performance.
That's
incredible. Literally, I get a lot of oxygen and I'm just fully lightheaded on stage. I'm like, wow, I can do another 75. Let's go.
It's Kajetta and Luca with you on Triple J. We have Baker Boy in for a lack of version. God, it's a joy to talk to you, and I know it will be a joy to get your original. I think it's time for us to hear, what are you about to give us in the lack of version studio? What original are you playing for us, Baker Boy?
I'm going to be playing Running Low, and this one's kind of like the sad boy era of Baker Boy sort of vibe. And so, yeah, so I'm going to be like performing this one.
All right, let's go sad boy mode. You're about to hear Baker Boy taking on his original Running Low in the lack of version studio. Whenever you're all ready, please take it away.
Touring the and touring the and making a little jorna, mangindo. But early Yamar cooling thinking, a guru to mirin mala, mungatam na prun. And well, and proud come and brack and gumurin, while there are any group and thinking early. Kaltian the purung. You'll bling around, one opening around. Well, and proud come. Eto ang ito, brakin nga gumur yun. Abala niya.
Here we go, didn't name highways, episodes. Let me go, soldier, let me go my way. Here we go, didn't name highways, episodes. Let me go, soldier, let me go. Let me go on my way. You're always on my back, you got too busy. You got me smoking on this reefer until I'm dizzy. I'm getting messed up, now hell down, hell no. Tell me why the same person you love would tell you to run in hell no. I said I love you, but really I guess it's all lies. Who am I kidding? I guess it's really my luck. Wanted forever, but I can't really can't trust. I wanted more for you, but I can't really can't trust. I've been ditching the demons and chasing freedom. They're trading more odds for even, but can't escape all these memories. Yeah, I've been fighting the tide, but getting tired of the fight. I've all the titans and broke it with what they put on me. Alito, kumurion, eturko, dalter, ngarako, tuturko. Alito, marching nga niya lang siya kuma. Running, running, I've been running, running low. No matter where I go, always running on my own. Running, running low, I've been running, running low. No matter where I go, always running on my own. Here we go, detonating highways, episodes. Let me go, soldier, let me go. Let me go on my way.
This pressure takes a toll, I know I'm losing control. I try and run a little longer, but my taking so low. What direction am I heading? I'm stressing for a few seconds. I'm second guessing my method, I'm double checking. My obsession got me confessing that I'm so burnt out. But there's no turnaround now, I'm gonna make it somehow. I'm the one to figure it out. I put my 2 feet on the ground, I won't back down now. I swear I'll make you proud.
Malito, gumurion, eturgo, dalter, ngarako. Turko, malito, matching nga niya lechi kuma.
Running low, I've been running low. No matter where I go, always running on my own. Running low, I've been running low.
soldier, let me go. Let me go my way, here we go.
Yes. What a way to get your Friday started on Triple J Breakfast with Concetta and Luca. That is Baker Boy in the Leica Version studio with his original Run and Low. The sad boy era of Baker Boy has happened. How did it feel, brother?
Oh, man. It's like every time I perform this, the whole vibe is always so like amazing. Everyone just goes, wow, amazing. I felt that, you know, and all that. It was just kind of pretty great to kind of do that and stuff. Yeah, it was just really nice to be able to like... You know, show the Baker Boys, the sad boy side of Baker Boy. Because everyone always sees, you know, the happy, dancy Baker Boy, you know?
100% yeah. Baker Boy. That is, you know, that track is off Gen J, the album that we were lucky enough to talk to you about at the end of last year. And you've absolutely said it. Like, this album is incredible because you really explore more emotions through this album. Like you've said, we've got that sad boy era. And you lean into vulnerability and you're really playing with all those different genres.
Yeah.
It's such an amazing album. And I wanted to ask you... You've actually mentioned that you were watching a lot of anime while you were recording that album. Is that right?
I was. A lot of anime and a lot of Candy Crush as well.
That's amazing. Can you talk about how did that inspire and influence an album like this that allowed you to, you know, really like get into the new era of Baker Boy?
I think it's just like getting distracted from being blocked and you can't like add more to like the work and stuff.
Wow.
And so like distracting yourself and like, things that you might see something that'll just help you with what you need and stuff. And so having a break sometimes is always necessary for like to make your song and stuff come out like really good.
Yeah.
So that's what I do when I like every time, like when I'm getting stuck, I'm like, oh, I don't know what to do. Play Candy Crush or watch anime.
I feel like any kid listening now, they can say to their parents, like if they get caught on Candy Crush, they're like, no, this is part of the process. I need to have a break before I go back to like studying.
I heard this from Baker Boy. Please do not do this, kids.
Baker Boy is with us for Leica Version. The original is done. The cover is coming soon. I've been saying the clue all morning. You just mentioned that, the latest album, Gen J, is trilingual. The song that you're covering is also in more than one language. So that is the clue. A song in more than one language. 0439757555. Get those guesses in. And we'll be back with Baker Boy very soon.
It's Leica Version Month
with Concetta and Luca.
Before Leica Version and after Leica Version is kind of the anchor point of an Australian musician's life, I think.
1, 2, 3,
huh? We sort of wanted to give it a really big build towards the end to make it really cinematic.
Pretty intimidating song. Like you hear it and it sounds like the uncoverable.
The verses are great. They're so well written and they make me feel really sexy when I'm singing them. It's like a Version Month.
On Breakfast with Concetta and Luca.
It's Concetta and Luca with you on your Friday morning. We have Baker Boy in for a Leica Version and we are heading towards that cover. But Baker Boy, we wanted to talk to you about the backstory of, is it true your dad and your uncle were in a group called the Baker Boys? Can you tell us about
So my last name's Baker. And so my dad and my uncle, you know, growing up as Baker Boys. But so the reason why I made the album Gen J is to, you know, like I get make my late grandmother proud as well. And because of her, she's the reason why Baker Boys started. So she and grandpa went to honeymoon to Hawaii. And on the way back, they stopped through like California and stuff. And then brought over some records and some like Fred Astaire and some footage of like break dancers busking on the street and stuff. And so then they showed my dad and my uncle. And then they were like, man, this is so sick. And then they played Fred Astaire, watching Fred Astaire, but then muted the TV and then put Grandmaster Flash on and then watched Fred Astaire dance to Grandmaster Flash.
Wow.
So always so like when I heard this story from my dad, I'm like, what? I want to see this. So I started doing the same thing. So I started like put it on and stuff and I muted it and put like a hip hop full, like a modern day hip hop. And I was like, yo, this slaps. This is crazy. And yeah, and I was like, man, it's sick. And so they've been like getting all the dance and stuff from the inspiration from all of that. And then they started dancing in remote community where I grew up in Millingenby and then like around it. And then everyone were calling them Baker Boys. Like, yo, this is Baker Boy. So when I was a kid growing up, everyone was calling me Baker Boy. Yeah, 100%.
The connection that you have, to your family and your home and stuff is so beautiful. And I've heard you talk about wanting to build that legacy and keep it going, specifically by building a recreation center to teach dance and music to the kids from where you're from.
Oh, that man. Rules. That would be so sick.
The Baker Boy Center for Excellence in Performing Arts. Can we make this happen? What's the vision? What do you want to make happen?
I want to build like a recreation recreational center in remote communities where like they'll have a lot of opportunities come to them instead of them leaving the community to like a big scary world to kind of like experience. Because that it was kind of crazy for me, like leaving community and going into the city. And like when I first moved down to Melbourne, I was like, man, this is like New York, until I went to New York and I was like, yo, this is more hectic. But yeah, it's crazy to like, and it's so scary. And so I want to like make sure that, you know, they'll be able to like see their family every day and stuff, but also get opportunities to like do what they want, whether it's dancing, singing, rapping, or like even just like sports and whatever they want to be and stuff. And yeah, I think that would be kind of really cool. So I guess I'll just like build something. Yes, yeah, which would be so sick.
Yeah, 100%. I love that there's that vision. A bit busy now. We've got lots going on. Yeah. But I know that you'll get to it. 100%. And it's beautiful talking, hearing you talk about, you know, family and the importance of family and those connections. I mean, it's sort of, if no one knows this, like your partner being your stylist, your creative director, that's like a very intimate relationship. How would you explain that relationship of working and, you know, being in love with your partner in that way?
Well, I think it's always like so much fun working together and stuff, and you know, like the styling and stuff, and we both like don't hold back as well. So it's always so good to like kind of, you know, talk about all these creative things and stuff, and I feel a lot more comfortable. And then also like she helps me when we like talk to all the other teams as well. She helps me kind of like bring out the best out of me and stuff. And so it's always really nice to have someone where I can be like a little bit vulnerable and tell my whole thing, like, I want this. I'm just too nice to say it.
But like having someone like that in your corner who you trust then allows you to communicate further with people.
And plus, I don't know, some people just talk in like really big English words and I'm like, what's that mean?
Right.
I don't know.
Thank you for saying that.
I don't know what that means. Come on, can you help me?
Can you speak normal? Like, I don't understand. I also, can we be cheeky and ask, what was your style like before you got together?
Oh, full just like, I don't know, full just old black. I remember, oh my God, this is embarrassing. I remember this like full like skinny tight jeans and like full black, like
big sketches.
Yeah. Full box tee, but little skinny tight jeans and Vans and like all that sort of vibe. I remember. And man, I used to have like a short hair with like a full rat's tail and
awesome.
But it was so, and full of shell necklace as well.
That's sick. Gorgeous. I mean, we've got to say the outfit today is very different, looks very fresh. People will have to watch the video.
100%.
Unreal. Baker Boy is with us for Like a Version this morning. We've got the original in the books. The cover is coming right here. We gave the clue that it is in more than one language. Time to reveal. What are you about to cover?
I'm about to cover Blackpink, Jump.
Awesome selection. Great song. Why this song? Are you big into K-pop? What about this?
Well, I am big into K-pop because like I kind of see myself as like I'm kind of doing this similar thing. Mm. And so I kind of resonated with it really well. And but also like I've just been, you know, when I'm off doing nothing in the studio and I'm like, oh, I'm going to just play Yuraki over tracks and stuff. And then I happened to come across Blackpink's Jump and I was like, man, this chorus slaps. Maybe I should try and play some Yuraki on it. And then I did. And I was like, oh, imagine doing this for like a version. Oh, that would be,
yeah, that's the this sound when you know there's something special. Oh,
yeah.
Well, I'm so happy it came to be. Let's get it right here in the Like a Version studio. It's Baker Boy covering Blackpink Jump. Whenever you're ready, take it away.
Jump up.
That you brought to that cover was insane. And I feel like the fun you were all having together was completely palpable. And honestly, like, the sunglasses go off. There's styling there. All looking fresh as hell. So good. How do you feel?
Man, it's just so fun to, like, I don't know, every time when I play Yuraki to, like, a really crazy, like, chorus or, like, where the beat just goes off, it's just so good.
Wow. Yeah. And how did it feel? You know, you talked about being inspired to cover Blackpink because they sing in multi-language and you sung in your language there.
Yeah.
Yulungumata, how did that feel?
It felt good. I also did the count of Korea, yeah.
Oh!
The Hanasut. Hanadul set, yeah.
That's sick.
Cool. Yeah.
Honestly, Baker Boy, it's a joy having you in here and giving us that incredible cover, that incredible original. You just have such a big year for yourself to enjoy and to keep giving these incredible performances to people. So thank you so much for giving us your time this morning.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been so good.
Yeah, we're literally obsessed with you. It's Concetta and Luca with you on your Friday morning. That Like a Version is in the books, but stay with us. We'll tell you who's coming through for Like a Version next.